Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Seary. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Boudreau settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgson. Seary reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lemon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tresh moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to third for the out. Lopat moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to third for the out. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Hodgin moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball four. Wright moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgin, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Seary hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walesa. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baker out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lopat scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lemon out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, York hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into right field. Siri picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Siri. Wright moves to third. Philly moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to home to get right. Philly moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Wallace moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seary hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Lopat moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive towards short. Boudreaux catches it and throws to second to double up Lopat. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards bunts towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Siri hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Mitchell trying to get to home. Wright throws the ball into Tresh, who tags Mitchell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walesa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Rushkowski pinch hits for Les Fleming. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich now playing first base. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lopat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-4 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Callaway goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into right field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. Wright moves to third. Philly moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovic scoops it up and throws to first, with Kleiman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Bachman pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields the ball and throws to second. Callaway drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Callaway. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seary strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.